The Money Show.
The Markets.
Well, today, this is related to the markets, believe it or not. Trevor Noah. Trevor Noah, what a superstar he is and what a superstar he has become. Chosen to host the Grammys, a huge feather in his cap. 5-6 years into taking over The Daily Show, going to host the Grammys is our Trevor Noah. And it comes as Elon Musk overtakes Bill Gates as the world's second richest person. It's a week since he overtook Mark Zuckerberg to become the third richest. And now, without any decorum at all, just on the left-hand side, undercuts Bill Gates. And boom, Elon Musk is the second richest person in the world. His wealth has risen by $100 billion this year. So he's faster than anybody else on the Bloomberg Billionaires list, which is a list of the 500 richest people in the world. In January, Elon Musk was in 35th place. He's now ranked immediately behind Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon. But to go from 35th to second place in a matter of months is nothing short of extraordinary. Tesla, of course, smashing through records. The company's market valuation hit the 500 billion mark for the first time today. And I suppose Wayne McCurry from Wealth and Investments at First National Bank, nothing personal against Elon Musk and the enormous achievements that he has made. But surely when wealth increases at the scale and at the speed with which Elon Musk is increasing at the moment, gravity at some point does have to take hold. Was that the old world rules?
No, look, Bruce, I mean, when something shoots up this quickly, you normally get some type of pullback. But, you know, it's not going to probably pull back far, to be honest. You know, it is still, the Tesla is still a start-up venture. You know, it's not really making profits yet. So there is obviously an inherent risk with that. But, you know, certainly if it pays off, the share price can still go up quite enormously. But there is a lot of good news already in the share price. I remember the story not that long ago where he said he's going to take the company private. You know, the share price was a lot lower then.
It most certainly was a rocketing share price. It's been a stellar performer.
Yes.
Talk to me about Coronation, asset management company listed on the JSE. The smallest holdings, I think, of Coronation shares typically have always been the funds at Coronation. They've always thought that their share price is slightly overvalued. But today's results pointing to quite a strong recovery.
Yes. Look, I mean, the share unfortunately has taken a little bit of strain in the last while. You know, I don't think performance has been that great for a number of years. I mean, the share is up, you know, over the last 6 months, but it's still down 40-odd% for the year. But I suppose that's in line with most financials. But the results are actually quite good. You know, headline earnings are up 16%. They paid a dividend. Revenue increased by 10%. So, you know, and it's all on the back of the market recovering. Of course, it would never have done this if the market itself hadn't have recovered after the COVID crisis, but still, nevertheless, I think a very credible result.
And it's so interesting to see commentary coming through from the company, just saying how many people are going into cash or near cash investments. They're getting out of shares and looking for safety. It's so typical of what happens in times of dislocation in markets.
As long as they're doing it now and not after directly after the crash, because that would have been severely damaged. You know, Bruce, two or three panic investment decisions, either in or out, over your whole investment career can truly destroy your retirement funds. They're literally two or three bad decisions. And they're always taken in times of stress, like buying gold at 6,500 when the index was 6,500, 7,000, you know, it's now 3,500, or after the market's fallen 40% selling.
Yeah, and I mean, typically that does happen times of duress, and we saw it happen this year. We saw it happen during the crisis as share prices plummeted really, really quickly, and hopefully this time it happened so quickly that people didn't have time to respond.
Let's hope so.
Talk to me about Transaction Capital. It's a really interesting business. It's a 100% South African business, investing in South African companies, been one of the best performers on the JSE for several years, and they've continued to make strong South African investments. The latest one in We Buy Cars.
Yeah, and they put a lot of money into We Buy Cars, and they did the rights issue. But, you know, when you consider, obviously, they have been severely affected by the lockdown. So, you know, profits are down, but they will rebound very, very quickly. because this is one section of the economy, you know, that the taxi business is one section of the economy that is directly linked to the recovery. And, you know, we're hearing stories now that the annualized GDP number for the third quarter is going to be something like 60%. Eh? It's going to be massive. It's going to be, I think, a lot higher than what people anticipate.
I mean, that's the recovery. So the recovery from the collapse is much more significant than we had anticipated, which is terribly good news.
Yeah, we'll still be down for the year, but maybe only 7.5%, not 10%, as you know, a lot of people thought a few months ago. And then their credit, their collection business, which is the other part of their business before they bought Rebar Cars, is also actually a very, very good business. They buy books at a discount, at a severe discount, and they've got the ability to actually get the money back in again. But of course, they had to allow credit impairments. I mean, they've, you know, their credit impairments have gone up threefold, roughly speaking, you know, compared to previous years. So, and that's the main reason why the business is down. But they're very positive about Rebar Cars. They say it's added value from day one. So that's fantastic.
Good news on that particular front. Help me, please, with this offshore investment cap. The Reserve Bank came out with a statement about a week ago, 10 days ago maybe, in which they suggested that you could take as much money offshore as you liked and you could invest it as much as you like. You could take your pension fund offshore as much as you like. And a couple of people jumped on the bandwagon and said, yes, 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 it's open season. You can get your RA 100% offshore exposure. And people were terribly excited. And suddenly the regulators seemed to have caught wind of the consequences of a Reserve Bank decision on foreign exchange, and everything's been put on ice once again, saying, hold on, there could be a whole lot of unintended consequences here. Where are we with respect to that particular issue?
Look, I think there's two things to realize. First of all, if you want to get all of your money in non-South African exposure, I'm not saying directly offshore, but in non-South African, non-rand exposure, you can get 100% now. You might have to buy shares and instruments that are listed, and you might get paid out in rand. But if you truly wanted 100% non-rand, non-South Africa exposure, it's perfectly feasible and perfectly legal now. Pension funds direct offshore, there's still limitations, 25-30%, depending on what type of entity you're talking about. But even then, that's only the direct offshore exposure. You know, 70% of our share market has got nothing to do with South Africa.
Yeah, but the performance of South African shares and South African retirement investments over the last, I don't know, 5 years has been diabolical. And that's the problem. And that's why people are so frightened about the next 5, 10, 15 years of investing in South African exposed funds.
Exactly the same happened at the end of the 90s. We had 10 diabolical years on our share market. And money and share market overseas outperformed hand over fist in rand terms. And then in 2000, we outperformed the U.S. share market by 350% in dollar terms. So, you know, it's not always one way. I'm not saying it'll happen again, but I'm just saying it's not always one-way traffic. Our share market has gone sideways, call it 6 years now. And there's a reasonable chance we could actually get a bit of a bull market in the next 5 years.
Yeah, we hope so. Wayne, we hope so. Wayne McCurry from Wealth and Investments at First National Bank.